Today in our hot seat, we have a special guest, Georg L., the newly appointed CEO of MemSource. Hello, Georg. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Welcome to C-Suite Hot Seat, the show where we put C-level executives from language service providers of all sizes in the hot seat. We will ask tough questions and get inspired answers. Our host today, Gabriel Karandashovsky, Chief Operating Officer, and Joseph Kubowski, CEO at NIMSI Insights.
In one sentence, please tell us, what does MemSource do?
At MemSource, we provide translation management software for the localization industry, for companies to translate and globalize their content as they seek to grow internationally, and for language service providers as they support those companies on that journey as well. We have many incredible customers, from small developers and startups through to the biggest technology manufacturing names that we've all heard of. And actually, as a company, one of the things I've learned is we work with many amazing companies that we're not allowed to talk about, which is deeply frustrating because they're super cool. It's been 6 weeks now. I'm at the company and learning the ropes. It's been a fascinating journey.
What's the first career you dreamed of having as a kid?
Ski instructor. But, and close behind that was maybe astronaut. But I'm still, I love to ski. It's a passion of mine. And I'm still extremely fascinated by everything that's going on in space exploration. But actually, if I'm really honest, I wanted to be a CEO from quite a young age as well. And I remember talking to people I met along the way and I said, how do you get to do that job? And I got some fantastic career advice, in my early 20s.
How do you like to spend your time when not working?
Well, work is a big part of my life for sure. So I'm very lucky that I enjoy my work. And actually, most of my hobbies are in and around technology and, investing in businesses and sort of really understanding what's at the cutting edge of technology generally. So I found that really fascinating. So I'm very lucky actually to work in an industry that I enjoy. But when I'm not doing that, I'd love to spend time with my two kids. I have a 1.5 and a 5-year-old. Well, we just went on the first ski trip with my 5-year-old and she absolutely loved it, which was a relief. And I've recently got into cycling as well, so I'm trying to stay fit on the bike.
If you were given a chance to visit 3 different countries, which ones would you visit and why?
I have not yet been to Japan, so that will be very, very exciting for me to do that. I would love to explore South America a little bit more than I have. So I've spent a little bit of time in Argentina and Brazil, but I think there's a lot to see in South America. I'm not sure I'll ever actually get to do this, but I have this idea of a romantic sort of drive in a convertible through, the mountains and forests of Eastern Europe. I think that would just be kind of super cool. But my wife is not such a fan of a road trip. So we'll see. Maybe when we retire.
Well, maybe you should join our meetup because we're planning to do one for NIMSI team in the mountains of Eastern Europe. So maybe we can find a solution together.
Yeah, that's perfect. You can give me the excuse to do it. That'd be amazing. Thank you.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Two things. One is just an example that was set to me by probably my dad first. And then I've seen in other successful people around me, which is just, work hard. The harder you work, the luckier you get. My dad speaks 6 languages as it happens. He's a doctor. He was born and grew up in Portugal to German parents. He met my mother in Switzerland. They moved to the UK. So we've got this very European background. And he had to work very hard in the National Health Service here in order to support the family. And I saw that example. And also it was reinforced for me early in my career when I remember meeting a consultant from another company and he was from a different part of the world, living and working in the Netherlands. And I thought to myself, wow, this guy is half the world away from his family. He's working harder than I am. He speaks more languages than I do. He's got a PhD and I don't. This is my competition. Like, how am I going to differentiate myself? And at the same time, I happened to be reading this book by Thomas Friedman called The World is Flat, all about globalization. And I realized that the world is much bigger than just the UK where I grew up and that my competition is international. And therefore, I really needed to work hard and up my game. So that has stuck with me. I have this paranoia constantly about sort of, not being good enough. So I think a healthy degree of paranoia is quite good, emphasis on healthy. And then I try to read a lot and listen to a lot of interesting podcasts and blogs. I find Twitter quite useful now. So I'm kind of constantly getting great pieces of advice from people I meet. My my CFO just recommended this book, The High Growth Handbook, and it's by Elad Gil, Scaling Startups from 10 to 10,000 People. Highly recommended.
Why is a language technology company of your interest, and what inspired you, especially with MemSource?
My background, for those that don't know who are watching this, I worked at Microsoft and then Yammer, and then I ran Tesla first in the UK and then Western Europe for a number of years. And so I've done different disruptive technology roles. And really the theme for me is high growth and disruption and technology. So those are the things I enjoy. And I've loved building organizations with really good culture, particularly in these last few years through COVID. I think companies have really had to lean on the culture that they've built and then to reinvent and reimagine what that means moving forward. I got excited about localization because I think it's an industry that's already very large, but it's only going to grow. More and more companies are going to go global. And then where we at MemSource, and why I got excited about MemSource, I think we have a really unique proposition by providing the tools for enterprises and LSPs at the high level, you know, for the largest companies in the world doing the highest translation volumes, all the way down to the developer, and this is particularly with the acquisition of Phrase, the individual developer who's translating that app to launch it into 25 different languages on day one. You know, our ability to scale from the developer all the way up to the enterprise, I think, is relatively unique when, in particular, you combine that with the work that we're doing in artificial intelligence around machine translation, quality estimation, and our ability to connect into different MT engines as well and actually have the AI pick and advise on the best engine there. So that combination of AI capability that I think is world-class at MemSource, in combination with the automation tools that we're building for translators, is a unique and compelling proposition. And as we integrate all of those things, we're going to see something really exciting. So my thesis is more and more companies are therefore going to want to globalize and localize earlier in their own journey. Overall market is going to grow. And then the percentage of spend that goes to software and to MT is also going to grow. And MemSource, therefore, will be very well placed to succeed in the next few years.
Can you share some interesting insights? What was happening during those first days of yours at MemSource?
We're building, you know, one very strong integrated business. And I think later this year, that will start to become very real for customers in terms of what we mean by an integrated business and integrated product suite. So do look out for more announcements later this year. I think it's going to be very exciting. I spend a lot of time out on the road with the teams. And I'm still traveling every week, both to Prague and Hamburg, but also we'll be traveling to our other locations. And increasingly now that it's more public that I'm the CEO, to go out and meet customers as well. Because I want to listen. So I want to know what people love about working here, what frustrates them. And the message I've said to everyone is, like, even the smallest frustrations are important for me to know, because they only grow bigger with time and they only grow in the dark. So let's put those on the table. Let's talk about them. And then we can address them. We did a company-wide survey. We're going to do that every single quarter and measure the results and be objective as well as subjective about our engagement at the business and what we can learn from that. And I genuinely love the feedback. And we kicked off a weekly all hands. I now talk to the company together with other speakers on a weekly basis. So we really kind of increase the cadence of communication throughout the company as well.
I would also like to hear about the challenge, the biggest challenge that you have to overcome.
So it's interesting. MemSource has been growing very fast in the last 12 to 18 months. And so actually, one of the first things the board said to me is, don't slow it down. So challenge number one is, you know, keep it going, because it's going incredibly well. So that's probably challenge one. I think challenge two for us is prioritization. So we have a lot of things we could do. We have a lot of ideas. And our challenge is to know what to say yes to and what to say no to.
You guys published a press release about bringing more executives on the team. Do you mind sharing a couple of words about them?
Yeah, we have a new VP of people, Bharat Sinyani. Bharat is going to grow out the people team across the whole company, you know, making sure that we've got great career development for our existing team and that we're investing in them and they can see and feel that, as well as then attracting the very best people across all functions, product, engineering, sales, marketing, finance. You know, we're really recruiting across the board.
How do you motivate your team?
We motivate people with a great vision, the chance to work with fantastic colleagues in an international environment on some really interesting projects in a company that cares deeply about its core values. And we try to have fun along the way as well. I'm flying to Prague tonight. We're out for beers with the team tomorrow night. So we try and make sure we have some fun as well.
What advice would you give to people starting in a C-level position?
Firstly, there's a couple of good books. There's one here called The CEO Next Door. It's not a famous book, I don't think, and my daughter put some stickers on it, so apologies. I read this one when I first became a CEO, and I've picked it up a bit again since. I think this High Growth Handbook is very good as well. They lay out really nicely some of the things to get right. So it's about being very aligned with your board, having a 100-day plan and making immediate impact, spending time listening. And actually, that never stops, but particularly in those first kind of 30, 60, 90 days. Understand the customers. Go out there. Spend time with customers. Really, the truth is with the customers. And walk the line. It's kind of a manufacturing thing, but you do as a CEO sometimes spend too much time behind spreadsheets, and you need to get out there. Talk to the junior folks in your team. Talk to the customer-facing folks as well as the tech support team. Understand like what kind of calls are we getting. And then we've talked a lot about culture and values, but I think you set the tone at the top. You see that with some of the most iconic leaders. They really set the tone for their organizations, whatever that happens to be, right? Elon sets a very specific and very clear tone at the top of Tesla, and Satya does something different at Microsoft, and so on and so forth. What I've tried to do is make sure that people understand feedback is really important, transparency is really important, quality is really important, hard work and fun go hand in hand. And by sharing, a lot of information and providing a lot of context, that our very excellent people are going to make great decisions independently and autonomously, and enjoy doing it.
Georg, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, and congratulations to the new role as well.
I would like to thank you again for being available for the interview during this busy period for you, especially.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us the opportunity to speak to you.
Not at all. That's very, very kind.
For others, if anyone else feels like letting off some steam and you are part of the C-suite at a company in the language services industry, sign up with us if you dare to sit in our hot seat.
And for the viewers, this will all folks. Thank you for watching, and look at our next episode that will be published as a video on Multilingual TV and as a podcast on the NIMSY website.